morning, and thank you for joining us, Evan Bray. It's great to have you here on a beautiful day. The sun is shining, and we're heading to a weekend where temps are going to pump up to almost 30 degrees in parts of the province, so it's going to be nice. It's a great day to be sprung from school. If you're going to get sprung from school, it's on a nice sunny day like this that would have... Oh, look, I've got a guest in studio who is sprung from school. I've got two guests joining me today. Hartley Halverson, who is 8 years old. She's got type 1 diabetes. She is a fashion show participant. She's a camp attendee. And we've got a big event coming up. One of the reasons why we've got 8-year-old Hartley joining me. Hartley, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Hartley's dad is also here, who happens to be a friend of mine, Dustin Halverson, managing director and partner at HK Henderson Insurance, but also heavily involved in the community with a great event coming up. Dustin, thank you for being here as well.
Oh, we're so happy to be here.
So you reached out to Dustin. There's a big event coming up, and we started talking about diabetes and the role that it plays in people's lives. And I mentioned to you, I've got a family member with type 1 diabetes, which as we found out here this morning, as does your daughter, Hartley. Can you talk a bit about your passion for this cause?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this along the way that this was a cause that chose us. We had no family history at all. And when Hartley was 2 years old, her grandma actually just said, you know, she's looking a little bit, you know, tired. And we started to notice, you know, we were first time parents, and she was drinking an excessive amount of water and she was still in diapers. And I remember, you know, around 10 p.m. before I went to bed, I'd have to change her diaper while she was sleeping because she literally had wet through it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we started to see some lethargic moodiness and stuff like that. So we got a blood test done and it was just an instant obvious that her sugars were high. And mm-hmm. throughout the summer, it was September, she ended up having an autoimmune reaction and her pancreas lost the ability to spread sugars throughout her body to her muscles and dispose of it. So that's why there was thirst and constant urination. And yeah, type 1 diabetes became a part of her life 6 years ago. And my saying was, I'm not going to be mad about this. We're not going to be victims to this. Mm-hmm. But if you want to judge how passionate or how much we'd love this not to be a case for any family, let alone ours, watch my involvement in this. And so mm-hmm. we've gotten involved in juvenile diabetes walks. And then we found out about this Pump Couture fashion show that was raising money for kids to go to camp. And we just couldn't imagine ever sending Hartley with the hourly, minute by minute sometimes, monitoring that we need to do to deal with this. And how could we ever send her to camp? Mm-hmm. But we found out about this cause and that there was a camp at Christopher Lake for the Saskatchewan kids to attend. And this was a fundraiser to enable that to happen.
Mm-hmm. I love your attitude is so positive, is so refreshing, because I'm guessing my gut reaction is that when you first hear about that diagnosis, your beautiful young child, you're not happy about that. You're obviously got some concerns, but you really are focusing. How do you see this with other families that you interact with? Is it a similar way in which people deal with this sort of diagnosis, especially for their children?
You know, at first it's denial. Mm-hmm. This is going to pass. Mm-hmm. Somebody got this wrong. This isn't us.
Right.
You know, just there's that. And they tell you, don't go on the internet. But what do?
Well,
you go on the internet because you don't know anybody with this other than maybe one or two friends that you kind of know a little bit about. And then you read about it. And then that's when it sinks in how absolute serious this is and that your life has changed course like in a moment. And so many do have some form of a diagnosis, but I've definitely found a connection with parents over the years that anybody who's a parent that's been told by a doctor that something is different with your child and it's going to be a long journey of dealing with it, there's a way that we connect. You see it in the whites of their eyes. Mm-hmm. It's you know, similar to if somebody's lost somebody, you know. And so the community, we have Facebook groups and things like that that have been amazing. Breakthrough T1D, which is the new name for juvenile diabetes research foundation. So JDRF has transitioned to Breakthrough, and Diabetes Canada provides so many resources, but most of all, an opportunity for community to come together, learn little tricks of the trade of dealing with blood sugars, but also, if nothing else, give a hug and support and let people know it's going to be okay. We took it upon ourselves to start a website and an Instagram following called Hartley's Heroes, because I just think about when we were diagnosed, we were in the hospital 7 days. And through that time, there was not a lot of resource for a new family to this venture to see that it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. So we started to kind of catalog a little bit of, hey, still having ice cream, still playing sports, still in dance, still a great student, still.
Right.
But there's also challenges. And so when we raise money, it is tough, Evan, because there's so many other serious causes. And this is such a unique disease that you can live to your fullest and have a great life, but you have to constantly be monitoring.
You're monitoring all the time.
Literally all the time. So I play rec hockey. I bring my phone to the bench and I'm checking her levels mid-change on the shift because I need to let whoever's taking care of her know she might need some more insulin or some more glucose in some form or fashion. And it's a constant thing. And it can really have a long-term effect if not managed, as you would know with your sister.
Yeah.
But it also can lead to some very scary times when there's a low if it's not treated or monitored.
Sure. Dustin Halverson is one of my guests who is a very passionate advocate and a leader for a fundraiser that we've got coming up in the province. I want to bring our other guest, the sweetest guest I've had in this studio in a long time, onto the show to join me, Hartley. Grade 3, what school again?
Wascana Plains.
Which I hear is just an awesome school. You love it there. And you've got a big class. You've got lots of friends in your class. Yeah, I hear dad tells me you're such a good student, which is great. But I also heard you were in a fashion show, this fundraiser we're talking about. You were in that fashion show last year?
Yeah.
How was that? What did you wear?
I wore a blue dress with like a braided tanned belt made out of straw.
Nice.
And straw braided sandals.
Nice. That was one outfit, but you were actually on the runway a couple of times. What else did you wear?
A bunny hug with sneakers.
Nice.
And my bunny hug, I think, was gray.
Comfortable. I love it.
And what was cool is we gave the models last year an opportunity to pick their own songs.
Ooh.
So, Hartley, what songs did you run the model runway to and just totally rock out? Do you remember?
Dance the Night Away and...
Bad Blood?
No. Yeah, Bad Blood.
Nice. Those are both fun songs. I see my producer, Frank, writing them down. Something tells me coming out of the next commercial break, we'll probably hear one of those songs. Well, let's talk also, Hartley, can we talk a little bit about camp? Because you went to camp last year. That was your first time. Were you nervous?
One night, I couldn't fall asleep because all the kids were talking.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like typical camp. Tell me some of the fun things you got to do at camp.
One thing that was fun that I was scared to do, I was scared to jump off the water trampoline.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
We needed to, and then I did it, and it was fun.
Good for you. That's good, and I'm sure you met some friends there as well. This is such a great cause. It's a provincial-wide cause, Dustin, that you're involved in. Let's talk a little bit about the second annual fashion show that's coming up. Where did the idea come from? Is this done somewhere else?
Yeah, there's 6 of them across Canada, and we have just some of the best nonprofit people to work with at Diabetes Canada. Lindsay and Celine have just been... they make everything whirl in this world,
sure.
But from Halifax to Vancouver, they do a tour, and last year was the first time in Regina. To set the stage, it was at the upstairs ballroom at the Wascana Golf Club, and we had 28 models, ages 4 to 91 years old.
Wow.
We had grandparents with grandsons. We had father and son. Mm. We had... little girls like Hartley make new best friends, and families really come together, community come together, major sponsors come out, and we had over 220 people pack the room. And you know what was special about it, that I actually went into it thinking it was going to be a really emotional night, but there was no tears other than tears of joy. for once. And because anybody who cares for, lives with, knows somebody with type 1, it's often done very enclosed, you know, maybe off to the side, excuse to the washroom.
Right.
And it's always been that way. Mm-hmm. And this was a night where not only are you celebrated, but you are on the stage mm-hmm. and 220 people are clapping along to your song, hooting and hollering, mm-hmm. and people just rolled with it on something. And a lot of the fashion is designed to allow them to show some of the medical devices that they wear, whether yeah, yeah. it's so pumps, yeah. pump couture, right?
Right.
So it was so, such an amazing surprise. And, you know, in our community, we see so many people at the same events, right? We're always off to whether, because there's so many great causes and so many great events and dinners and fundraisers. But so many came up and said there was something different about this energy in the room. And I think when you mix in that age and boys and girls, men and ladies, and then the crowd just buying in, it was amazing. And we had a stretch target last year of raising $80,000. We thought that was a big feat in one night.
Mm-hmm.
And the community came together last year and we raised over $100,000.
Wow, good for you.
Which is, you know, blew us away
for
when
sure.
we got the number and I was announcing it to the room. I was like, is this right? and now this year great. We're going to do the same
yeah.
and we're almost sold out. There's still room and time to whether donate, sponsor, buy tickets.
Where can they go to do this? Is there a website?
Yeah, the easiest way is online. And if somebody is interested, just to type in Pump Couture, Diabetes Fashion Show, Regina. You'll navigate if you can. I mean, I can give you, it's pumpcouture.ca or whatever, but, just to Google it. And, you know, the other thing was we had so many in the room that were living with or affected by type 1, but didn't model. And that even added to it as well. So our models are full. We're down to our last 20
tickets. By the way, Hartley, are you modeling again?
Yeah.
Yes.
And, someone who came with camp with me.
Yeah.
Her name's Grace, and she's my best friend who has diabetes.
And she's going to model too?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Do you already, obviously, you probably know what you're wearing.
Actually, we're doing fittings tonight.
Oh.
And yeah, we have some amazing local retailers that are, you know, showing off spring fashion too,
sure.
right? And so spring fashion, eyewear, clothing, whatever. And so fashion is shown. And it's just a real feel-good evening and a chance to raise awareness and support and give, I think, hope for a cure, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some amazing advancements, and we're looking forward to it. It's May 10th, the Saturday following at the Wascana Golf Club. And we'd love to hear from anybody who's listening that wants to be involved
awesome.
In some form or fashion.
Such a great event, Dustin. I appreciate you your passion and your energy in organizing this with your committee. Hartley, I'm proud of you. You're like Dad. You're going to follow because Dad was on the radio, right? You know that for a long time. So I think you're going to follow in Dad's footsteps. You're pretty good on that microphone. Thanks for coming in today.
What do you say?
Thank you for having
yes,
me.
Yes, we're very happy to have both of you. Good luck with the event. I look forward to connecting with you after to hear how it went.
Thank you so much.
The Halversons, Dustin and his daughter Hartley, 8 years old, type 1 diabetes, and a great event coming up on the 10th of May. You can check out more information online. It's the second annual Pump Couture fundraising fashion show happening in Regina at the Wascana Golf and Country Club. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.